free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the scam about test results. Of course, they've now finally, it's taken days and lots of media attention, but they've finally taken the guy who was diagnosed as dying from COVID, who died in a motorcycle accident. You won't see that on the Drudge Report. No, instead you'll see a picture of a highway. Now it's spreading in Idaho. It's unbelievable. The lies that have been used for this, and I've got a long list of how these lies have evolved, because it's very interesting just to go back and recap the constantly evolving narrative. As soon as people catch on to one lie, they move on quickly to another lie. And, of course, they are pushing us in one direction relentlessly. We have an anti-mask movement that has now become the public enemy number one of the media. They must be attacked. You must be attacked. And of course, this is in keeping with what we've been seeing from the corporate technocratic Silicon Valley media. You cannot have a difference of opinion about anything. If you differ with them about vaccines, of course, they've been purging people off of social media for a very long time. You talk about being pro-life or about vaccines. As a matter of fact, every time I type in vaccines, hashtag vaccines, and if I hit a return instead of a space, it immediately fills in vaccines work. Vaccines work. Vaccines work. That's the way Twitter pushes this. And so they've had an agenda for quite some time. They don't like your politics, they cancel you. They don't like informed consent, or you talking about vaccines, they cancel you. They don't like you talking about abortion, they cancel you. And now we're at the point where if you are somebody who wants to exercise your informed consent about your healthcare choices, now it's not just the social media oligarchs. It's not just the technocrats who have a lock on the internet, who will purge you out of the search engines, who will purge you out of social media, who will, as they've been doing now for a couple of weeks on Twitter, if you click on a video that I put there, I'll put up, we put up the full show on band.video, have a sub-channel there. And so we put up the full show, and then we cut out a few topical videos out of the show independently. If I tweet those out and people click on that, immediately Twitter comes up and says that you are trying to go to a dangerous site. A dangerous site. Now, these are the people who just famously got hacked over the about the same time, right? There it is, right there. And down at the very bottom, it says, I want to go ahead anyway, but it's right, real small down at the very bottom. All this warning about how dangerous band.video is. Oh, it's very dangerous. Not for the reasons that they want you to think. It's very dangerous because there is forbidden information there that the technocratic elite do not want you to see. Anything that they disagree with will be purged and canceled. And so now what is happening is because the national chains, the National Retail Federation, last week, pushing this, not just with Walmart, but with everybody, these giant corporations who essentially do own everything, and now they're moving to the last bit because they believe they own you. They own you. I've said for the longest time, the Internet of Things, which is a part of the Smart Cities Agenda, the UN 2030 Agenda, the Internet of Things includes you as one of those things. You'll be tracked, you'll be canceled, you'll be punished. And that's now what is happening with the masks in retail stores, grocery stores, Walmart, and so forth. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, July 21st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 127 of America held hostage. And this is continuing to go on. Of course, we have in California no end to the order that you can't have a church or beauty parlors or indoor dining or anything like that. Right, except unless you're related to the governor, Newsom. He can keep his wineries open, and he has. But there's no end to that. But we had seen other indications that this is going to go well into 2021. Not just the top of the year. This is going to continue on because we all know where this is headed. Today, I want to take a look at what is going on in terms of the anti-mask movement now being public enemy number one of the media. The media is creating a hate campaign against people who don't wear masks. That's what is simply happening right now. We're also going to talk about what is going on in Portland. I didn't talk about it yesterday. I'm going to get into it today. The fact that there were federal troops, or not troops, but groups of people who were getting involved in grabbing these Antifa anarchists. This is a dangerous issue here, and I think, well, we'll talk about that coming up, and I'll give you my opinion of it. I'll give you Rand Paul's opinion of it. I'll give you the left's opinion of it, and we'll talk about what the right way to approach this is. You know, do we try to save them from themselves, or do we just let Portland burn? Do we let the anarchist run wild, if that's what the people in Portland want? Well, we'll talk about that coming up. Also, I think it's interesting, the left coming really hard after Tucker Carlson, really coalescing. There's two attacks coming on him at the same time, one from the New York Times, another from a liberal contributor who was on the program once or twice, made a ridiculous charge, Me Too charge, against him. So we'll be talking about that, as well as what's going on with the Epstein judge. So we're not going to simply talk about America held hostage, but folks, this is the central issue. This is the defining issue of our life, because this is about destruction of the Constitution, destruction of our culture, and we have cultural purge as well. But this is about destruction of the rule of law. The fact that you have unelected bureaucrats, and this has been a trend for quite some time. It is now accelerating very rapidly. As I pointed out, you had a long-standing tradition that rather than have Congress pass laws which can be challenged, and this goes way back to the war on drugs. Now, this goes back to civil asset forfeitures. One of the reasons why I've talked about this for so long. Look, I don't support using drugs. I think it's horrible. But I also know, because we saw it during alcohol prohibition, and we've seen it for 50 years with drug prohibition, that using the police to try to address a medical and spiritual issue is doomed to failure for the same reason that locking down the country is doomed to failure. And this is a seminal change in power that is being allowed to stand by President Trump. Very dangerous precedents are being cemented in place right now. And there's a lot more of this on the way. This will destroy our country. We have over 50 million people that are unemployed. They're not feeling it right now because they're playing with monopoly money. But that monopoly money is a bluff. And the more they use that card, the more worthless that money becomes. And when that disappears, and when the fraud of the Federal Reserve is laid bare, there are many, many different countries around the world that do not want us to be the reserve currency. So there are so many different layers to what is being going, what is happening right now in the name of the coronavirus. They had a long-standing program. They had to wipe out this bubble that they had created. Oh, well, it's a virus. They wanted to erase all of the, 50 to 70% of the jobs and put in robots. Oh, well, it's the coronavirus, and on and on. Mandatory vaccines, eugenics, everything. Contact tracing, surveillance of everything that you do. Oh, it's all the virus. It's everything is a virus. And so as we look at this, this should be a very cautionary tale. Again, something happened over the weekend. I didn't get to yesterday. Kentucky couple under house arrest after testing positive for coronavirus. That's video clip number 3. Let's roll that, guys.
Saturday, Elizabeth Lynn Scott of Hardin County got tested for COVID-19 because she was planning to go visit her parents in Michigan.
My grandparents wanted to see me too. So just to make sure that, you know, if I tested negative, that they would be okay, that everything would be fine.
After testing positive, but without showing any symptoms, Elizabeth says the health department contacted her requesting she sign documents.
Pretty much it was that I agreed to comply to call the health department if I was to call the health department prior to leaving my house for any reason.
Elizabeth chose not to sign.
I had gotten a message from them, a text message that stated, because of your refusal to sign, this is going to be escalated and law enforcement will be involved.
On Thursday, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department greeted Elizabeth's husband, Isaiah, at their front door.
I opened up the door, there's like 8 different people, 5 different cars. I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy, and they have 3 papers for us, for me, her, and my daughter.
The couple was ordered to wear ankle monitors. If they travel more than 200 feet, law enforcement will be notified.
We didn't rob a bank. We didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't, you know, hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong.
The couple says they never denied self-quarantining. They just didn't agree with the wording of the documents.
And that's exactly what the director of the public health department had told the judge, that I was refusing to self-quarantine because of this. And I'm like, that's not the case at all. I never said that.
All right, so when we look at this, as you point out, we didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong. When we talk about excessive force, you know, there's a lot of dead people in this country who did nothing wrong. And they were wrongly targeted by SWAT teams and attacked and killed, shot and killed. They had the wrong house, or somebody had reported them, saw them, or maybe law enforcement saw them going to a hydroponics store or something like that. They get a drug raid and some trigger happy cops because of the way they were trained, kill people. It happens all the time. And lately they've been noticing it only when it happens to a black person. But it happens all the time. And sometimes it's not an accident. I remember one of the first cases of this. The guy's name was Scott. He owned a lot of land in California. And there was a state park, and they wanted to annex his land. He didn't want to sell it. He was fighting them for that. And so lo and behold, they noticed that there was some marijuana growing on this massive tract of land somewhere. And so they set up a no-knock raid, came into his house in the middle of the night. He heard a break-in, forceful break-in. He didn't know it was law enforcement. He comes down the stairs with a gun in his hand, and they shot and killed him. And then they took the land. So, you know, when we look at this, understand that excessive police force begins with excessive rules. Many times rules for things that we shouldn't make rules for. And then you add to that misplaced priorities. So when you have eight different people show up, five different cars, what the heck is going on? There's a guy with a mask and papers. I mean, it is like Brazil, 1984. But if you remember at the very beginning of this, in crime-ridden Baltimore, you had eight elderly black people meet in a church building. They had five security guards to protect them because Baltimore is so dangerous. And four cop cars with eight cops showed up to arrest them. That's the priorities that we have now.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off. Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about it. Oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You're leaving me now.
All right, so as we saw that Kentucky couple, and again, Kentucky's been very aggressive. The governor there, the first one to shut down churches. They're the only institution that he singled out at the very beginning. Oh, well, don't go to churches now. Right away, from the very beginning. Before he shut down anything else, shut down the churches first. And he was subsequently challenged by the state attorney general, who has been upheld in a court ruling, putting an injunction against the Kentucky governor to continue. Nevertheless, after that, the Kentucky governor said, well, we're going to shut down indoor stuff. We're going to have mandate masks. And so just ignoring the law, ignoring the attorney general, ignoring the judge, ignoring everybody, doing whatever he wants. But it's not just Kentucky. Texas County now warns that COVID-19 positive residents must stay home or face prosecution. And you see, if you are, you don't have to have symptoms, you don't even have to, get a second test. With all the errors that we have in this test, with the fact that the PCR tests that they're using, these PCR tests that they are using, unless it's antibodies, the antibodies would indicate that you've had it, perhaps, and you never even knew it. You've already got antibodies to it. Oh, well, you got antibodies, we're going to count that positive. You might have had it months ago, but you got antibodies, so now you're going to be quarantined. You know, you had measles once upon a time, so we're going to quarantine you because you got measles antibodies. Probably wouldn't have those antibodies if you'd had an MMR vaccine because they don't produce lasting antibodies. It's only people my age who have actually had measles who really have immunity. So it isn't possible to get herd immunity from a vaccine. That's another story for another day, but we've already talked about that many times before. But again, if you got an antibody test or if you got the PCR test, which the inventor of the PCR test said, you can't use it for this. It's not valid for this. All it does is show that there is a trace amount of this particular virus. It doesn't say anything about the quantity. It doesn't say that this person really has a disease. It is not valid for this purpose, says the person who invented it. But don't listen to him. He's not an expert. Listen to Fauci. He's an expert at lying. We got the CDC saying anybody that's had any coronavirus, common flu, any variant of a cold, you're going to test positive. And you may not have these COVID-19 symptoms because maybe you tested positive because you had a cold or have a cold. But don't worry because Texas is going to rush ahead anyway. They're scanning people. They're doing triage. People who come into Houston Methodist Emergency Department, you come in with a broken finger, they're going to scan you. If you got a temperature, they're going to isolate you. And then they're going to test you with one of these invalid tests. If the invalid test comes back positive, then you will be quarantined. And there will be prosecution if you're not quarantined. And the media is very happy to push this along. The U.S. Navy is ready with personnel tracking wearables. This is where we're headed. It's happening to the military first. They're going to be the first human guinea pigs for this untested, dangerous vaccine, which will probably be Moderna. Messenger RNA tactic that they have done. This has been their tactic for the last 10 years. For the last 10 years, Moderna has not produced a single drug. And every other pharmaceutical company has avoided this tactic because they believe it's too risky, too dangerous. But Moderna has been given the fast track by President Trump. Not only that, but now they have said that Moncef Slaoui, our vaccine czar, he can invest in any of these companies that are in the running for this stuff, and he's going to be the guy who judges it. Now, how corrupt is that? How corrupt is that? I mean, we look at the legal immunity these people have been given. Again, take a look at the dramatization about this from Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who has now been kicked out for telling the truth. So now he's become a film producer to tell the truth. And you need to look at that. It's a dramatic representation of this. It's not a documentary. Why in 1986 were these people given legal immunity? Well, it's because Fauci was there. And he got legal immunity for these vaccine companies. So here's Moderna. For 10 years, they have been a Wall Street hopium pusher. They make tons of money with pump and dump information. Oh, look, we got a promising new drug. You know, stock goes up. Oh, never mind. Stock goes down. But they've bought and sold in the meantime. And the same thing happened already with Moncef Slaoui. But now this crook is going to be able to buy any of these pharmaceutical companies' stocks and ride them up and down, and he's going to be the one to pick the winner. So this is how these guys operate. This is how the Federal Reserve operates. So this is why the people who oppose the creation of the Federal Reserve said, you understand, these people are going to be able to rig the economy. They're going to know what's going to happen to the economy because they're going to be able to pump it or dump it. You know, they can push money into the economy and they say, well, stocks are going to go up and we know that we're going to inject cash into the stock market. I know which stocks and which banks are going to get it. So I'll buy into those stocks. Pelosi was caught doing this. They called it the Stock Act. It was insider trading. Everybody else goes to jail, but not Congress, not Moncef Slaoui, not the big pharmaceutical companies, not the Federal Reserve. They've got their own little game that they play, and they are immune not only to corruption, but they're immune to damage that they cause people. So now we're going to have the very first drug, the very first drug that Moderna has ever created with this dangerous new DNA modification. And they're going to have it for you real soon, and they're going to give it to the soldiers first. But right now, they're focusing on contact tracing because they've always wanted to track you everywhere you are. As I've talked about many times, for the last 20 years, began in the late 1990s, when the internet became practical, you had the CIA, the NSA, all these different intelligence agencies jump in to fund these companies that now control the internet, Facebook, Google, these other ones. The CIA actually went open with it. They actually openly created a venture capital firm. The other people, you have your executives from DARPA, executives from the NSA and so forth. They were on the board of directors of venture capital firms, but they didn't create their own special venture capital firm like the CIA did. They wanted it badly. Clapper hung out there for years. Geospatial intelligence has been the fastest growing branch of intelligence, bar none. They have an annual convention, probably not this year. But typically they have a convention where they have 4,000 or 5,000 people show up in the intelligence community. It's huge. But they never talk about it in the media. You won't hear about it anywhere except here. Activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, anticipatory intelligence, anticipating what you're going to do, where you're going to go, who you know, what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are. This is what they wanted all the time. Now they say, well, you know, before this ever came to the U.S., you had the Atlantic and all these, CNN, they said, oh, well, you know, the Chinese are in such better position than we are to control this disease because they've got surveillance tracking already in place and we need to do that. And so now that's, again, the virus has become the panacea for the technocratic takeover. U.S. Navy readies personnel tracking wearables to ensure COVID social distancing. So it begins with tracking of service personnel. And then it's going, the next step is the vaccination of service personnel. Then they roll it out to you. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and, of course, the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID. But, of course, it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the Privacy Pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your Privacy Pockets at InfoWarsStore.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign T-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes, Media Matters, and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse, the Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. Let's make this the fanfare for the common man and not taps for the common man. We're not done yet. And we're not going to go quietly. You know, we look at what they're doing now to the military personnel. It's just absolutely shameful. And, of course, the big deal for everybody is that, well, you know, we've got to get pay raises for the military, says Chris Wallace. And we've got to change all the military base names from Confederate names, says Colin Powell. But nobody cares that they're going to vaccinate them. They're going to track them. And so they're going to have, as part of this bid, Zero Hedge reports, a naval COVID rapid response team. Warp speed. Here it comes. Warp speed. Operation Warp Speed. Rapid response team. No time to waste enacting this technocratic agenda. So they're going to have, first of all, two elements to track them. You got to have a proximity tracking device, and then you have to have a storage and processing device. Well, okay, how does that work for you and I? Well, your wearable proximity tracking device is called your phone. Your phone. And the storage and processing device is also your phone. And they are storing all this information about you on your phone in places where you don't even know it's there. That's why I say that right now, folks, as they're starting to roll this out, you need to get the pocket protector that we've got that you can slip your phone in at InfoWars. I forget what the product is called there. You guys can put it up on the screen. But that's really vital for you right now. This is a key thing. Because, you know, once your proximity tracking device, also known as your phone, and your storage and processing device, also known as your phone. Once that flags you, you know, because they're going to be looking at other people's phones, and this has been in the works for quite some time. There they are right there. Get them right now. The privacy pocket. Unique identifier of the wearer's device. That's your phone. The unique identifier of the device that is in close proximity. That's the phone of the other person because everybody's got one of these things. Remember going back, and I've shown this many times, the three slides that showed up, you know, it was part of the Snowden document dump, and it was curiously ignored in the United States, even though, because it was all about Apple. There they are. There's the three slides. Good job, guys, for pulling that up. It was curiously ignored here in the United States, you know, because Apple is a big advertiser here in the United States and people don't want to make them look bad. But it was exposed in Germany. Der Spiegel. Der Spiegel showed this. And that's where I got those slides. You're not going to see any American media talking about that. Just like they're not going to talk about the danger of the vaccine. Why? Because big pharmaceutical companies are their sponsors. They're whores. They're paid off whores of Apple and big pharmaceutical companies. So what they talked about, they said, who would have thought in 1984, and they show a picture of the classic 1984 Macintosh commercial, and then that aired on the Super Bowl once, but people have shown it over and over again, that commercial that was designed by Ridley Scott. Who would have thought in 1984 that this would become Big Brother? Second slide shows Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, and that the sheep would line up to pay for it themselves. And they show people all lined up to get the latest iPhone at the Apple store. That's the set of slides that they don't show you here. But that's what this is all about. That's why you need to have that pocket privacy protector that we have at InfoWars. And it's different from the first ones that were out. The first ones were very thick, stiff, not comfortable to keep. These are soft and still have the properties of a Faraday device. That tracking device, that Big Brother device, that's the this is the way the Navy's going to do it. They're going to have a unique identifier, the wearer's device, that's their phone, your phone, and the unique identifier of the device that is in close proximity, that's going to be other people. The estimated distance or measurement that's used to estimate the distance, they can calculate that, I'm sure, and then a time and date stamp of the measurement. And then once they go back and, once somebody naively goes to get a test, and I say naively, I stress naively. You got to be naive if you're going to get a test. I mean, if you're going to get a positive test, if you've had a cold or any kind of flu, if you got any antibodies with that, if they're going to do a PCR test on you, which is being misallocated, and you're just asking for trouble. Some people have gotten thousands of dollars of bills. Some people have gotten house arrest and ankle bracelets and threats to them. So you are basically uninformed if you're going to go get a test. You need to be mentally tested. You need to be tested for your lack of discernment and your lack of understanding of current events. But no, if somebody somebody who is just walking or hanging around near you, an acquaintance or anything, and they get a positive test and they look on their phone, they can... They're working on it now. They talked about this even before they began all of this stuff. At the very beginning, when they were still talking about, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do what China's doing? Well, what China is doing is creating a database. Once they identify this person with their tracking device, their iPhone or their Google phone or whatever, then they will be able to go through their data, and they'll be able to go through your data as well and get all the people who are in that area. They call it, you know, anybody that comes into a geofencing area, do you remember? They had a company who was already marketing that before any of the lockdown happened. In the lockdown, I forget the name of the company. It was something about streets or something. It was kind of a creepy name. But they were saying, hey, we can put a geofencing area around here, and that would be an area that would be, you know, around the White House. Or it could be an area around where, you know, around a particular person. And then anybody that comes within that proximity of that particular person, time and date stamp, we can identify who they are using the phone. This is not a projection. This is not new technology that needs to be developed. It's already been developed. And it's being deployed by the Navy. New York City is doing their contact tracing. They are doing interviews with people. They will be asking them right now. They're doing, shoe leather instead of the technocratic approach. But they'll be asking them whether or not they dined outdoors. Dined outdoors, not indoors, outdoors. But they will not be asking them about outdoor protests. Why is that? Oh, well, it's because this is a political, not a medical issue. Right? It's not hypocrisy, it's politics, which is full of hypocrisy and lies. And then we have Fauci saying that it is young people who are propagating the pandemic. He knows that. How does he know that? Does he know that because he's done a study? No. He's an expert. He doesn't need to do studies. He just knows this stuff, right? Fauci just knows this. They knew people were dying even when they didn't have tests. He knew it. He knew they were dying not only with COVID, but from COVID. They didn't have any tests. They kept telling us, we don't have no tests. We're trying to get the tests, but they're bad tests. We got tests. They didn't work. We got more tests from China. They were preloaded. We don't have no tests, right? So how does he know? He doesn't know. He hasn't done a study. The tests that he has still are not valid. But they know. They know. Just like they knew everything beforehand. They're clairvoyant like that. He's not only an expert, he's a fortune teller. I should say a misfortune teller. He's been telling you about the misfortune that he's going to be forcing and shoving down your throat. Concerns arise as some people receive positive COVID-19 results. We got video clip number 4, get that ready. But they never got tested. And in this particular one that I'll tell you about, we'll play the video report so they talk about it. But in addition to this, I've had other people contact me and tell me. They have a friend at church, two friends at church. They go to get tested in Kentucky. And we'll play it when we come back. But the friends from church go to a site to get tested. They stand there for a very long time. They've already, the first thing you do is give them your name. Get on their database. We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. They stay there for a very long time. Finally, they say, well, we're going to go. I'm not feeling bad anyway. And they leave. A couple of days later, they get a notification that they tested positive. They never took the test. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Affordable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns on a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny.
We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit that, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. The TriCaster did not misfire. This is actually Christmas in July. This is part of our sale. Just want to remind you, we only got 4 days left of our Christmas in July sale. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off supplements. We have things like BrainForce Plus, 50% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine Spray, 50% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off. That is a big dollar savings. Something that helps your, we've had 170 clinical studies. You can look them up yourself. PQQ. Very effective way to protect the end caps of your DNA, the telomeres, that continually get shorter as you age. As your cells are dividing, they continually get shorter. So you can look at somebody's projected biological age by looking at that. You can delay that. You know, I've actually looked at the Amish, and the Amish have about a 10% longer telomere than most people do, and they have longer lifespan. It's due not only to their healthy lifestyle, but also to a genetic issue there as well. Winter Sun Plus, vitamin D, very, very important to support your immune system. That is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. Selenium, we know, is good for you. As a matter of fact, you've had some doctors talking about how effective that is to support your immune system as well. And the issue is it going to be a good source of selenium? Ours, we call it BioTrue because it is non-GMO. It is organic source of selenium. All these products, 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future. And I'll just point out the privacy pouch introduced at 33% off. Again, part of the free shipping, double Patriot points, privacy pouch to protect not only your privacy, but your freedom. Because this contact tracing is going to be coming on very hard, very fast, very quickly. And you want to make sure that as you're traveling, if you want to keep a phone, and most people seem to be addicted to them, if you want to keep a phone, you want to make sure that you control when it is keeping track of your location. And there are so many different ways that Google and Apple have embedded this into their operating system to track you. You want to make sure that you are in control of that and not them. All right, as we look at this, I was talking before we went to break. We've got a clip, a video clip number 4. I was talking about, actually it was a YouTuber, Spencer Smith, who was talking about knowing, personally knowing some people that this had happened to. They go to get a test. They're waiting in line. They leave. They get a report. Oh, you got a positive test. And they were never tested. They just had their name in there. And then we have this report from Florida. But Kentucky, Florida, same thing. Isn't it funny how this is happening? I mean, you would think that in different states where they have different types of approaches, that wouldn't be happening. And yet, here's what we have, video clip number 4.
Phone call asking for me, and I said, yes, this is Mindy Clark, and they said, well, we want you to know that your test was positive. And I said, I looked at the phone like, positive for what? And they said, positive for COVID. And I said, there's no way possible. And she said, oh, yes. She said, you did the test. And I said, no, ma'am.
Mindy Clark had gone to the drive-through testing site at Manatee Rural Health. But before she was able to get swabbed, she left the line because she realized it was for people with symptoms only.
And I said, you need to take that off my record. She goes, well, we don't know now. You have to prove to us that you're negative.
She tested negative just 2 days later and also tested negative for the antibodies. And according to many of our viewers, this hasn't only happened to her. Clark says if she and many others have been incorrectly identified as positive in the state system so easily, how accurate are the numbers that are released daily?
This is part of the testing mechanism problem. It's people are sitting in their cars sometimes for hours or standing in line. 6 feet apart, at least for hours, and you're registered. You're number 15 in line right now. That means you are Jay Wolfson. Now, if Jay Wolfson says, you know, I can't wait any longer, and I leave, it will get number 15, who's now Rebecca Fernandez, who is standing behind me, as and you may test positive, and then everybody, there has to be a better way.
And while all this is happening, the virus continues to spread since the right people are not being identified.
It's such a bad time now.
So be afraid, be very afraid.
So bad. And there's so much depression going on, and there's so much worrying about this, that people don't need these added mistakes. They really don't. Everybody's trying so hard. And then these mistakes are really causing more anxiety in people.
Okay. So we have a medical expert from my alma mater, University of South Florida. I'm sorry. It's the medical school. I didn't go to the medical school, so don't harangue me about this. When I went to engineering, we actually know about computer programs, and we can count. We can set up a system where we can identify somebody positively. They give you a number. They don't bother to re-identify you at the point of the test. I mean, are you serious? I mean, this is like Fauci and those experts at the Imperial College of London, and they have... They have their false assumptions, which are just basically blue sky. They just pull this out of nowhere. Blue sky assumptions about how contagious it's going to be. They had no information, no data about that at all. Just a wild assumption about it, which was immediately criticized by people who are professional epidemiologists. But that wasn't the worst of it. The worst of it was they came up with a computer model that couldn't produce the same answer two times in a row with the same input. And then these are the people who are saying, well, you get in a line and we give you a number. And then if you get out of line, now all of a sudden everybody's getting wrong results. We're giving false positives and false negatives and so forth. But don't worry, because the bottom line here that CNN and the New York Times and mysuncoast.com, this is WWSB, Sarasota, they will all tell you, see, this shows how dangerous the disease is. Not that these people are blowing smoke up your behind, but the fact that, we don't know, and so it's out there in the wild, and everybody's going to die because we're not isolating the people who tested positive. And this woman goes without any symptoms to put her name in this clown show. This clown show. Connecticut State Lab finds 90 positive COVID-19 test results were false. Imagine that. Imagine that. How did they do that? Was this a Fortran computer simulation? Was this people getting out of line? Oh, gee, we don't know. 90 of 144 people tested. That's pretty high. That's pretty high. That's probably about 60% or so, just off the head. I mean, half of that would be 70. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Probably more than 60, probably 70%. Anyway, 85. Now, this was headlined everywhere. Drudge Report was putting 85 infants in just one Texas county test positive for coronavirus. They're finally concerned about babies' lives. Imagine that. The left is freaking out about babies' lives. They said this was, they had a 38% positivity rate in this county. Do we know that for sure? MSN.com. This rate, and we get the lecture from the health department official. This rate must be lowered. If we're going to be successful in lowering the number of hospitalizations, residents must act now. Stay home. You must act now. Do nothing. Lock yourself in your room. Your mamas, your babies, you got to stay home because we got 85 babies in one Texas county. Well, it turns out that was a lie. But you won't see the retraction on the New York Times or the Drudge Report or MSN. You will not see the retraction. The alarm went out, and as always, the retraction doesn't even make page 25. On Friday, the top health official for Corpus Christi said at a press conference that the county currently had 85 cases of newborns with coronavirus. We currently have 85 babies under the age of one that all have tested positive. These babies have not even had their first birthday yet. Please help us to stop the spread of this disease. Not only that, but I think she found out that Saddam Hussein was taking these babies off the ventilators in the Corpus Christi hospital as well. So perhaps we should go invade Iraq again. Yeah, taking them off the ventilators, the incubators. And I mean, this is terrible, folks. This is really bad. Except that the county judge, the highest official there, said, no, that was a mistake. That number reflects the cumulative total of positive tests for infants under the age of one since the beginning of time, mid-March, since the lockdown. So they wait and they hold these numbers. And it's not just these 85 babies that they're talking about in Corpus Christi. They're doing the same thing for the spike in the death rates. And you've got to ask yourself, why did they do that? Why did they hold it for 127 days? Why did they hold it until they wanted to do lockdown number two in the middle of the summer because they knew that coronavirus and flu would be declining in the summer? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. There are a lot of signs that people are really waking up to the new world order and global government. But one of the biggest is privacy pouches. I've been selling these for more than 10 years. In the old days, they weren't 100% effective. Now they are. They're little bitty, lightweight Faraday cages that small phones and even large cell phones fit into very, very comfortably and then slip right into your pocket. And these things work great. That way, you're not tracked. You're not traced by government, by big corporations, by big tech, by hackers, by criminals. They're selling your data. They're using it against you. AI uses this to be able to predict the future, manipulate markets. It's critical that everyone stop going around with your cell phones being naked. Well, I got to tell you, normally we probably sold a couple hundred a month. We're selling upwards of 1,000 of these a day. Plus, we have a good unit, and it's also a good price. We have it in 4 different colors. It's the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. People are really waking up. I'm seeing it all over the news that folks are aware of this and are now using these. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, so 85 babies, and this is a heart-rending situation. They haven't even had their first birthday yet. Please help us to stop the spread of this disease, they said. That was the health official in Corpus Christi, Texas. And then the county judge, highest official there, Barbara Canales, said, well, this was a cumulative total positive test for infants under the age of one since the beginning of this, 127 days ago. She said, stating this number during our press conference led many to believe that we had a sudden surge in infants under the age of one who were testing positive. We've not, emphasized not, had a sudden surge of 85 infants testing positive. Why would they hold this stuff? They're not only holding test cases in escrow to be released. I mean, first of all, the death numbers and the, you know, people who died from COVID-19 is about worth the papers written on. It's a lie. We know that they're gaming these death statistics. We know they're gaming the test statistics. But even above that, they are escrowing the things to be released to create a surge. We got a surge. We got to shut everything down again. We got a surge. See, it's in the test right here. I got the numbers. I got the numbers. We got a surge. And these are test results since the beginning. Double counting, escrowing the test results. Infant deaths, actually, here's the deal. Infant deaths actually declined 30%. Remember why we talked about this about a week and a half ago? 2 weeks? Beginning of July, 2 weeks ago. Infant deaths actually decreased 30% during the lockdown, coinciding with a drop in vaccinations. Sudden infant death syndromes. You know, you do have babies die. It is a tragedy when babies die. But it's not because of COVID-19. It's not because of Saddam Hussein taking them off of ventilators in Corpus Christi. Babies die, typically about 700 deaths per week. But when we stopped vaccinating them at birth, the sudden infant death syndrome dropped by 30%. So instead of 700 babies dying a week, it was 500. Same thing happened in Italy. And the doctor there, Dr. Antonietta M. Gatti, contacted Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and said, we stopped in our area. We stopped vaccinating babies and we stopped having sudden infant death syndrome. And after the lockdown, we started vaccinating again, and immediately we had a dead baby in Turin, another child, and two twins died. So immediately after they start the vaccinations, they got four kids die. Didn't have any during the lockdown when they were not vaccinating the kids. We have a Planned Parenthood official admits under oath infants were left to die in abortions. This is something also about 2 weeks old. I just remind you, since the liberals didn't care about this, this didn't make the news anywhere, right? Breitbart reported it. Alternative free media reported it, but not the mainstream media that everybody listens to. Not the monopoly, monolithic media. No, no, no. They didn't report it. And this is part of the trial. You know, it's kind of interesting how God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. State of California came after the Center for Medical Progress. Said, how dare you do an investigation and record these people who are trafficking in body parts, trafficking in death? Now, how dare you do that? We're going to come after you for recording them. We're not going to do anything to the murderers, to the ghouls who are out here trading in this. And then as part of this trial, we found out a couple of things. Number one, we found out that it was Fauci's NIH that was one of their biggest customers. Yeah, these eugenicists, these transhumanists like Fauci and Collins at the NIH, they were the customers for the Planned Parenthood people. Maybe that's one of the reasons why Planned Parenthood got $80 million in lockdown bailouts when they were expressly prohibited from that. When we come back, I'll tell you what came out in this, under this other testimony. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. For those of you joining us, we've just been talking about the false report coming out of Corpus Christi saying we had 85 babies that tested positive for COVID-19. These babies are under a year old, and we got to do something to save their lives. We got to lock this country down. We got to have all of you wearing masks and social distancing, except for the protesters. Everybody else, you stay in your house. And then the official comes out and says, no, actually, that's not true. What they did was they collected, curated, and stored these numbers for the last 127 days, and they're putting them all out at once. But the liberals are so concerned about that. As I point out, one of the things that has happened is the COVID-19 lockdown, because it stopped vaccination of babies, actually caused a drastic drop in sudden infant death syndrome, which is tied to vaccines. It's not shaken baby stuff. It's the vaccinations. You need to know that. You need to know also that if you're going to be giving birth and taking your child to a hospital anytime soon, that they're very likely going to run some of these non-effective tests. It's basically just like, you know, holding playing Russian roulette. You know, these test results are just garbage. And if they get a positive test on you or the baby, they're going to take the baby away from you. So you might want to think about that. You might want to start in looking into home delivery or something like that. Get out of this system, this predatory system, any way that you can. But as all these people are crying crocodile tears over babies' lives that they spend so much money and effort, you know, that's the only choice they want you to have in life, the choice to kill your child, and they will push that choice to you. In California, where they came after the Center for Medical Progress, who exposed their trafficking in body parts, not only murdering babies, but doing it for hire. And, how many of those hearts do you need? How many livers and what ages do you need? All right, we can talk some women into that. And so California came after them and said, you taped those people. Now, as part of this trial, we found out a couple of things, as I mentioned in the last segment. We found out how dirty Fauci and Francis Collins NIH is. Francis Collins, who goes from the Human Genome Project straight to the NIH, and the first thing he does is the Human Connectome Project. We're going to figure out how thoughts are transferred, mentally, right? The DARPA is working on it as well. DARPA wants spending hundreds of millions, but it could be billions. I don't know. It's all dark budget, right? But they had a $200 million input into the BRAIN initiative under Obama. So DARPA is into all of this. The dark side of the Pentagon, darkest side of the Pentagon. And you've also got NIH, Francis Collins, saying, you know, Human Connectome, we're going to be able to take out the essence of what you are. These are people who deny you have a soul. But they think it's all just, and they're right about the fact that it is all just software, you know. That's evidence of God. It's amazing evidence of God when you think about it. You know, just like you have a computer. Let's say that you've got a thumb drive, right? How much does an empty thumb drive weigh? Same amount as a full thumb drive. You can put many gigabytes or terabytes on a thumb drive, depending on the one that you've got. And yet it doesn't weigh anymore, does it? Same thing with our bodies. But what is that? That's information. What are we? Well, these guys are saying, well, we're information. Who put it there, though? Who put it there? The same guy who spent all this time looking at DNA. The same guy who sees that there is a DNA pattern. First they sequenced mice, then they, you know, did another animal, and then they went to humans. DNA is a code. It's an error-correcting code. Four components. Now, if you have a code, that implies there's an intelligence that created it. And it is a slightly different code for different animals, but it is the same type of code. Every animal has DNA, which means that every animal was created by an intelligent, the same intelligence. These people, however, decide that they're going to look at the human connectome, and they're going to openly talking about it, Francis Collins, how he's into transhumanism. Oh, yeah, well, transhumanism. We should be able to turn you into software and then beam you up at the speed of light to Mars or some other place that they fancy and then beam you into a body over there. Oh, no, by the way, you'll live forever and you'll be like God. That's where the transhumanists always are. These people are satanic. They are eugenicists. They traffic in baby parts. They brought in the Nazi scientists as part of Operation Paperclip. They're weaponizing diseases, bacteria, virus. They genetically engineer them to make them more deadly, more easily spread. They do it even when they're prohibited. And now they are locking down our country and Trump leaves them there. You want to tell me how Trump is our savior? Let me tell you, there's only one savior. And it ain't Trump. It's not Trump. He is a traitor to this country to stand behind these people. Any person with any understanding or any moral background would have these people brought up on charges for what was revealed even in the Center for Medical Progress trial. You have Fauci and Collins trafficking in baby parts. And then there's this. Talking about how they admit that they left babies to die in the abortion. Well, we know that, right? And that's old news. It doesn't matter anymore because, you know, it was okay because Governor Northam was doing it and he's a Democrat, so it's okay. Governor Northam can dress in Ku Klux Klan robes and he can put on blackface and it's okay because he's a Democrat. And it's actually not anything new. He was surprised that everybody was surprised about this because this is something that's been happening for a very long time. Comfort care. It was exposed in the Kermit Gosnell trial. And people couldn't believe it. Even the pro-abortion jurors, you had to be pro-abortion jurors in order to be able to get on the Kermit Gosnell trial because they said, we're not going to make this about abortion. This is going to be about what he did that was outside the rules of abortion. And the excellent movie, Gosnell, again, a drama like the 1986 The Act about vaccines, Gosnell was about the courtroom aspect of it. And the thing that really shocked the jury was when they described the fact that Gosnell killed the babies. And normally what an abortionist would do, the accepted procedure, is what Ralph Northam talked about. We just leave the baby over here to die when they're born that way. But then it goes to this. Said, as they're talking to them about aborted babies and harvesting their organs and so forth, they said, well, you know, sometimes they just fall out of the mother. Oh, really? Once every couple of months when a woman delivers an entirely intact fetus, asked if the intact fetuses that fall out of the woman have a heartbeat, she said, well, it depends. Sometimes I can see hearts that are not intact, but I also see some that are beating independently after they were removed from the baby. She calls it a fetus to make sure that you don't think of it as a baby. You know, one of my favorite movies is Last of the Mohicans. I have a hard time getting my wife to watch it because there's a scene in there where Magua takes his revenge on the British officer and he cuts out his heart and he holds up the beating heart. And that just gets my wife so upset. These people do this to babies. These people do this to babies, and they're protected by the state of California. They're funded by Fauci's NIH. They cut the heart out of living babies for profit. Do you think that they will expose you to a dangerous vaccine? Do you think that they're capable of killing billions of people for profit? Oh, they do it every year. It's called big pharmaceutical companies. They do it with immunity for vaccines. They do it with immunity for other things as well, because they are the sponsors of the monolithic, monopolistic media. We'll be right back.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The ElectaPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the ElectaPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the ElectaPure Pro.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. I've been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me, and they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really, nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him. I said, do you understand I didn't come up with any of this? I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared. You know, the next time I saw him in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One more thing to say about abortion before we get back into what's happening with the cooked case fatality rates as well as the positive test cases and so forth. This political, psychological epidemic that we have here. It is not medical. It is not medical. But just to show how people can be so callous and how they can ignore real risks, real atrocities, you know, people freaking out. Oh, we have 85 infants tested positive. Well, it's not true. That was from the beginning of time, as we reckon it. Yeah, because we're going to have to reset everything. Instead of measuring things from the time of Jesus' birth, we're going to have to start measuring it from the time that we destroyed society and Western civilization. And so we're 127 days into that. But in North Carolina, a woman rescues a crying newborn from a trash can while walking the dog. This is video clip number 5. Guys, you got that ready? Let's go ahead and play that.
Cynthia Burton walks her dog Flounder several times a day. Thursday, they decided to take a different path home because of the hot pavement. That's when she heard a noise coming from a garbage bin behind a nearby church.
I heard a cry, a loud cry, and then I kept hearing it.
What she found will stay with her forever. It was a baby boy, just born, the umbilical cord still wrapped around his neck.
He would not have survived if someone hadn't been walking that way, because he was in the trash bin at the bottom. He was in a trash bag, and the ties were tight. I couldn't open them. I had to rip the trash liner apart.
She ran to a nearby apartment complex, screaming for help. Luckily, a neighbor heard her and ran to assist. They cradled the baby boy. Burton calmly removed the cord and sang "Jesus Loves Me" to the tiny infant.
I saw the baby, and I knew I had to take action. I didn't even wait a second. I knew I had to take action. Because the baby was so bloody, it looked like it had just been born.
She says it was a mixture of divine intervention and being aware of her surroundings that saved the young boy's life.
It's pretty powerful. It changes your life. And I know God put me in that place at that time.
Despite the trauma of the boy's first moments here on earth, Burton hopes the child grows up knowing his life has worth.
He's special. He was loved from the very beginning that I got him in my arms and saying, Jesus loves me, that he's going to live a wonderful life. And he's very powerful and very strong because he cried out to live. And if I had walked by and not heard a sound, I'd have kept on walking. But he cried and he kept on crying and kept on crying. He cried until I went and got the bag and pulled him up. And when I opened the bag, he stopped crying. But that's when I believe that he knew that he was safe.
All right. And the infant's mother is 21 years old. She has been arrested, charged with attempted first-degree murder. So, and the amazing thing to me about this is, when we stop and think about this, how come we charge mothers for doing this when she could have gone to Planned Parenthood and had them do it for her and everything would have been fine? Would have been government subsidized, right? And why do we allow people like Fauci and Collins and the National Institute of Health and Planned Parenthood, why do we allow them to put out hits on babies and say, well, I'd like to have this particular types of body parts. Give me some livers of this particular maturity. And can you secure that? Can you talk some mothers into doing this? And Fauci is talking us into committing suicide as a nation. Interesting thing about this is that they don't come after Fauci. They don't come after Collins. They don't come after the NIH. They don't come after Planned Parenthood. Instead, they came after this mother. They booked her in jail. They have her bond set at $800,000. Now, that's surprising to me because typically you put in large bond like that because you're afraid that somebody's going to, commit a crime again. Or maybe run away. I guess that's it, maybe. Because if it was about committing a crime again, is she going to get pregnant and then kill another baby in that amount of time? But, you know, Fauci and Collins and Planned Parenthood will. They do it all the time. They do it on a daily basis. That'd be put in jail without any kind of bail, frankly. As a matter of fact, they point out here North Carolina has a safe surrender law, allowing anyone who has a child to turn it over to a first responder, a social worker, a health care provider. You can take it to the fire department, give it to them. There are people who will take your baby. There are people who will adopt your baby. All right, let's talk about coronavirus. We see from the Texas Tribune, another 1,000 people. Virus prompts drastic measures as the death toll sets a new record, reports the AP. You can take that with a grain of salt. As a matter of fact, I had a guy send me an email, and he's got some information here. I want to show you these charts. He said this is from John Cullen, an investigative reporter, and he's been keeping track of flu deaths versus corona deaths this year. Because, you know, we just had the Texas Department of Health say that, well, you know, here's the COVID-19 deaths, and here's the flu deaths for the last 2 years. As the head of the Texas Department of Health was telling us, you got to stay in your house, wear a mask in your own home. And they put out the stats. They showed that the case fatality rate for regular flu in 2018-2019 was 0.3%, 0.4%, but for COVID-19, it was 0.1%. 3, 4, 1. Which one did we lock the country down for? Which one are we saying, you got to wear a mask now to get groceries? Oh, it was the 1, not the 3, not the 4. 1/3, 1/4, what is typically happening. But John Cullen is looking at flu deaths versus corona deaths this year. And you can find it on the YouTube channel, John E. Hoover. He has also tracked the WHO's website the last few months to show the pandemic was by no means global. These Texas flu deaths are from this flu season. Take a look at the chart there. Pull up the chart again. I started talking. So Texas, COVID-19 deaths, they say, according to their data, again, presuming that if you test positive, and again, the tests, if you had any kind of flu, any kind of cold, you can test positive for COVID-19. If you test positive for COVID-19, then they presume that you died from that. So even with those caveats, Texas, 2,600 deaths. And then from flu, from COVID-19, from flu, 11,000 deaths, 11,400. 2,600 versus 11,400. But it's all about COVID-19, isn't it? And then he shows it for the USA. For the USA, 130,000 presumed COVID-19 deaths and 188,000 presumed flu deaths this year. And again, in Texas, 3 to 4 times the number of flu deaths is COVID-19 this year. So, how COVID-19 fatality reports are distorting the data on a daily death rates? Well, it turns out, just the news points out in Arizona, guess what they're doing? Same thing they were doing with the baby test cases. They're curating it. They're saving it up. They're saving it up for the summer because they knew these were going to fall in the summer. So then they save up these things that they presume to be COVID deaths and then release them all at once during the summer.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city. Same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube with COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask. at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese-style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, Infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, how COVID-19 fatality reports are distorting the data on a daily death rates. State health officials in Arizona have for months been publishing two sets of books. It's kind of like, the mafia's got two sets of books on the casinos. Well, you know, they're playing the numbers game here with Fauci. That mafia. State health officials have for months been publishing two sets of mortality statistics. Deaths that occurred on the publication date in question. Deaths that have only recently been cataloged from state backlogs. Oh, they just can't get these. They got to backlog it. No, they knew that the flu, this is the flu, folks, they knew the flu was going to subside in the summer. And so they were curating these. They were saving them up. Because Fauci had said, well, we know there's going to be another surge. Well, you would expect that the surge would happen in the fall when it starts to get cold again, because we always, that's why we call it flu season. But no, they can't wait that long. Because, you know, the election is there, and this is about politics, and so they got to push the surge out sooner so they can push the surge out with the numbers. We got the numbers. And so the state's new deaths every day do not actually reflect the number of coronavirus fatalities that Arizona has logged in the past 24 hours. You get that? Daily deaths are not daily. And they're not COVID-19 deaths either. And neither are the case fatalities. They're playing the same game with both the test cases and the deaths. Rather, they are deaths that it is identified from both new and from old death certificates, which again is suspect. This is the way these people have been running. Again, I'll remind you of the stats that I showed you yesterday, tweeted out by Dr. David Samadi about Ohio. He said, this is a wonderful graphic from the state of Ohio. While COVID-19 is an incredibly serious virus, look at it in perspective. There you go. Good job, guys. And when you look at that, it's got little dots there. One dot equals 1,000 Ohioans. That's what they call people in Ohio. Ohioans. They're going to have to change the name because, you know, Ohio, I think, is an Indian root. You know, Oklahoma, that was an Indian root. Oklahoma meant red, Okla, and Huma was, or Homa was for man, red man. They're going to have to change these. All the state names are just going to have to go. We're going to have to get rid of all of America, by the way. So one dot equaled 1,000 Ohioans. And they said, here's the number of tests that were given, a little over 1 million. They got 69,000 positive tests. So that means that 7% positive, 7%. How many people died? 0.3%. How many people die from flu? In past years, we had 0.3 to 0.4% here in Texas. This year, it's down because of COVID-19. It's only 0.1%, but we locked everything down. So it's not good news. Well, it is good news if you want to destroy the economy. It is good news if you want to use this for political power, which, you know, of course, you look at Fauci. He hangs out with all the globalist elitists, all of the elites of the Democrat Party. So this is purely political, purely political. Man in his 20s who died in a motorcycle accident has now been finally removed from Florida's COVID-19 death list. And this is very important for them because there he is. That's Fauci. Yeah, like a boss, celebrity. It's very important for them to push out whenever they can find somebody that is under the age of 65. They really have to highlight that. They do a special story on that. And I've got a report here, video clip number 6, guys. This is coming again from Fox 35. These are the people. Congratulations to Fox 35. This is the second big story that they've broken on this fraud, on the Fauci fraud. The first one we talked about last week was the fact that they noticed that all these counties were reporting very high test cases, many of them 100%. And so they looked at it, and they immediately kind of, they said, this is kind of fraudulent. It's kind of like, a Putin election or something. Or better yet, Saddam Hussein. He got or Gaddafi. They got 110% of the vote. I'm sure that, you know, like the election that's going to be coming up, you're going to have 110% of the people voting in some of these Democrat-controlled areas. And so you had some of these Democrat-controlled counties where they're getting 100% positive test rates. So they called that into question. Is this really possible? And they said, well, okay, here's the explanation for that. We got a very easy explanation for that. Some of these counties were under the mistaken impression that they should only report positive results. That's why they're getting 100% positive. Fox 35 dug deeper. They said, well, here's one that's 98%, except that we went to the source and they showed us their actual test data, not what the public health officials said. Public health officials said it was 98%. People who did the testing said it was 9.4%. You inflated that by a factor of 10. They tested 9.4. It was reported as 98%. So that wasn't 100%. They were reporting negative results if they reported 98%. And then you have another one where they said, well, we had 76% positive. So again, they were reporting negative results. The problem is that it wasn't 76%. It was 6% and on and on and on. So that's Fox 35. So then they look at this one because they publicized, they're very proud of the fact that they'd found two people in their 20s who had died from COVID-19. So let's play the clip, video clip number 6.
The first one didn't have any. He died in a motorcycle.
He's got a mask on.
New questions tonight about the accuracy of the state's coronavirus death numbers. Orange County Health Officer Dr. Raul Pino telling us one person reported to have died from COVID was killed in a motorcycle accident. So was it removed from the data?
I don't think so. I have to double check. We were arguing.
We were discussing
and trying to argue.
We're not sure.
Not because of the numbers. I mean, it's 100. It's not make any difference if it's 99.
Yeah.
But the validity that the fact that the individual didn't die from COVID-19, died in a crash. But you can actually argue that it could have been the COVID-19 that caused him to crash. So I don't know the...
Yeah, I'm sure it was COVID causing the crash.
We looked into it, and there are still two people in their 20s on Orange County's data list for COVID deaths. So is this a contradiction to how the state says it's counting deaths? The Florida Department of Health sending Fox 35 a statement saying a COVID death is determined if COVID-19 is listed as the immediate or underlying cause of death or listed as one of the significant conditions contributing to death, or if there's a confirmed COVID-19 infection from a lab test and the cause of death doesn't meet exclusion criteria like trauma, suicide, homicide, overdose, motor vehicle accident, etc.
The only thing that I could say to people is that the data that I'm providing you with is the data that we consume from the state, and we are offering you to the best data that we have.
And Dr. Pino tells us that the medical examiner's
got a mask on too.
Has to sign off on all COVID-19 deaths. We also reached out to that office and have not heard back.
We're going to have to get some new microphones for these people, right? I love it when people are talking with a mask and it's going in and out like that. It's like, yeah, you're not having any problem breathing at all, are you? I'm sure that's good for you, that cloth mask that is protecting you. But I think the most important thing out of that, and I talked about this at the very beginning, you know, when we saw that they were presuming that people died from COVID-19 and we knew that they didn't have any tests for COVID-19. We don't have any tests. We can't do the tests. But we know these people are dying from it. So, you know, when we look at all of that, I said they're going to be... You know, somebody's going to drive their car into a wall and they're going to say they died from, well, here it is, literally. And of course, we have had people who've overdosed and, other things that have happened, trauma, deaths. They've been counting that. They've punished, that doctor in, was it Wisconsin or Minnesota? A long time doctor who was a state senator, and he blew the whistle on this. He said that they've been telling us to present. He said, look, under normal circumstances, we don't typically know of what people die of, but they're telling us to presume this and so forth. But the most amazing thing was this guy. We don't know who this masked man was, but he said you could actually argue that it could have been COVID-19 that caused him to crash. did he sneeze and lose control of the motorcycle? I mean, this is beyond satire. It is beyond satire. Straight up lies to destroy this country, and Trump is standing by, letting it happen.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I just wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TuboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have it, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
You can't make this stuff up. A consortium of the UN, WHO, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and of course the Clinton Global Initiative, headed up by Chelsea Clinton on the board, are in control with Apple and Google with a hidden app on all phones that you cannot turn off to track and trace everywhere you go, they claim, for COVID, but of course it's really the Chinese Communist Social Score rollout. These people are sick, filthy criminals, and they want total control over society with the official global ID system. That's why it's called the Clinton Global Initiative. But you can fight back with the privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com. Little Faraday cages, little envelopes, put your phone in it, and these dirty, scumbag, fascist pieces of garbage can't get all that data and rape you with that data. Rape your privacy. Tell the rapist Clintons go to hell and get your privacy pockets in InfoWars Store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right, it's Christmas in July, just 4 days left, and we have free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off and more on our supplements. Things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. You want to make sure in this particular time, especially when we have mask mandates and you've got to wear this Petri dish next to your face, deprive yourself of oxygen, increase the carbon dioxide, not to mention the other things that are coming down the pike. And then, of course, you know, you could also contract COVID-19. You might have a doctor who doesn't want to give you the treatment, hydroxychloroquine. Instead, maybe they want to sell you some expensive, non-effective thing like remdesivir that Fauci's pushing. So you want to make sure that you're in top physical condition. Bottom line, you want to support your immune system. You want to make sure that you've got the baseline of vitamins, minerals, amino acids. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. And you can, again, make that into a drink format so you don't have to take a lot of pills, and you can make it taste any way that you want. We have VasoBeet, concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. That is 50% off. Winter Sun Plus, 50% off. Vitamin D, a great way to supplement that. And the key thing to understand is that a deficiency in your immune system is typically due to a deficiency in vitamin D. It's been correlated by the NIH, been correlated by the CDC, and of course, you have independent people have said that as well. It's not just the establishment people who are saying that, but everybody admits that. There's no disagreement about the fact that vitamin D is essential to a healthy immune system. You can get that now, 50% off Winter Sun Plus. We also have Chill Force, 50% off, great way to relax if you want to focus and concentrate. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. And a big dollar savings off of DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Don't forget our new privacy pouches, very thin, very flexible, but still operating efficiently as a Faraday cage. 33% off $19.95. Protect yourself from being snatched up in this contact tracing scam that is also on the way. You can get the privacy pouch for $19.95. That's 33% off and, of course, free shipping. Double Patriot points for everything at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program. We really do appreciate your support. We try to make this a win-win situation. All right. Just a couple more things to say about the coronavirus, and we're going to talk about the culture purge here. Ron Paul is talking about the same things that I've been talking about today. The motorcycle accidents ruled as COVID-19, which just broke. But also, you know, a month or so ago, we had overdose deaths in multiple states that were ruled as COVID-19. South Carolina State Health Agency admitted that the spike in COVID deaths was only the result of delayed reporting. They're collecting this stuff, releasing it in the summer because they knew that there's going to be a plunge. And there has been a plunge. Plunge in the death rates because you got a lot of doctors who understand how to treat this now. And the death rate is actually quite a bit less, both in Texas and in the United States overall. The death this year is less than flu this year. And in Texas, it's one-third to one-quarter of what the deaths were from flu last year, the year before. So they store this stuff, and they release it now. And then you create the drudge headlines. Now it's spreading in Idaho. I wonder how much of that is curated. Bullshit. I'm sorry. Purge that. An analysis of reported daily COVID deaths last week compared to actual day of death in Houston revealed the recent spike, quote-unquote, the surge. Just call it the surge. It was a surge everywhere, right? The surge consisted largely of deaths that occurred in April through June. And so Ron Paul asked, why do you delay the reporting until now? Oh, well, we know because we wanted to cancel the Republican Party convention in Texas. Because we want to extend the lockdown. Because these people will destroy America to achieve political power. And Trump isn't doing anything about it either. Says, so doesn't it seem suspicious that so many states have experienced delayed reporting of death until Fauci and his gang of experts announced that we're now in a new nightmare scenario? Say, so it's evidence of a wide-range conspiracy. Ron Paul won't use the word, I will. This is a conspiracy. It is a political and a psychological conspiracy, because why would they be doing this everywhere, right? Oh, they're just following orders. Just following orders. Just what I'm told. Yeah. We are facing the greatest assault on our civil liberties in our lifetime, says Ron Paul. This is why I spend so much time on this every day. Every day, it's new stuff. Every day, it's new attacks on our civil liberties. As a matter of fact, let's just talk about how this whole thing has evolved. I just started writing this down. I need to do an article. You know, first it was downplay the risk from China. And we had Fauci downplaying it. We had the WHO downplaying it. We had Pelosi eating in Chinatown because, you know, if you're going to don't close the borders, you keep the borders open. Otherwise, you're xenophobic. And if you don't eat in Chinatown, said Nancy Pelosi, yeah, that's just racist. So come to Chinatown, eat in Chinatown, or be a racist. And then Trump shut the border. Oh, now they do a flip. Now they blame Trump for keeping the borders open for too long. Now all the deaths are on him, right? They just flipped just like that. And they can do that. They can do a complete 180. Because they've got a monolithic, monopolistic media, and they control the narrative, everything that everybody hears, and everybody believes everything they say because they're all saying the same thing. Well, it must be true because every one of these media outlets are saying the same thing. It must be true. No dissent is allowed. Dissent is purged. So, of course, you're going to have only one. Then we're told, no masks. They're not going to work. You got a beard. It's not going to work. They're actually harmful, said the WHO, the CDC, NIH, Fauci, Jerome Adams, the U.S. Surgeon General. Then we had to shut down the economy in order to flatten the curve. The curve. We've got to flatten the curve. Then everybody started saying, hey, you know this hydroxychloroquine, that works really well. Shut up. It doesn't work. Wait, you don't know that. That's Trump, he don't know nothing. He ain't no doctor. I'm the doctor. Do what I say. Yeah, HCQ, no way that works. Except that Fauci had been saying that in 2005, that it worked for SARS, coronavirus, back then. No problem. Yeah, we found something that not only cures it, but it prevents it. Hydroxychloroquine. Oh, no. Now we got to pretend that doesn't exist. Why? Because he's got some friends in the big pharmaceutical industry, and they've got some products on the way. So we were told, oh, HCQ, no way, no way. And then they told us we have unprecedented case fatality rate. Sorry, there's no test available, but we do know that we have an unprecedented case fatality rate. Everybody's going to die from this. Everybody's going to get it. Everybody's going to die. We got to flatten this curve. Stay in. We then had tens of billions of dollars put aside for vaccine research and development. Giving this money to big pharmaceutical companies who will mass produce this by the billions of doses and face no liability for the damage that they cause to people. We will pay for them to develop it. We will pay for the product. We will distribute it for them with the military, and they will have no liability whatsoever. Oh, that's a sweet deal, isn't it? For you and your friends, Fauci. And so then the military takes the lead for manufacturing and distribution. Then we're told, got to do social distancing until we got a vaccine. I don't know that we can get a vaccine in 6 months. It's going to be tough. Trump, you know, he just doesn't know. He's not a scientist. He doesn't know how these things work. But now we're told, oh, yeah, we're going to have it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Then there were the riots. And then we were told, forget about social distancing. You got to wear the masks. Masks are the thing now, right? Then we had the tests exposed as a fake. Actually, that happened a little bit earlier on. PCR test? No, it doesn't work. Hundreds of millions of dollars in for tracing and surveillance because, you know, the virus and the sewage. Then we're told the masks aren't to protect you. The masks are to protect other people. Okay, we lied about the masks. We were saving them for ourselves. Then forget about the fatality rate because now we're going to focus on the cumulative death rate. And not only that, but we're going to release the numbers that we had months ago, right? To show that we got a surge in the summer. So we told you that we lied to you about the masks because we need the same for ourselves and for our heroes. But now you should wear them, and you should wear bandanas and scarves. And it's patriotic to wear bandanas and scarves, right? And now we've got tests. We got tests. Everybody, you got to get your tests. Bandanas and scarves are now going to be required. First, it was patriotic. It was a good idea. First, it was a bad idea. Didn't work. Now it's a good idea. Now it's required. Now, they can't enforce it because you got a lot of police who won't enforce it. And it's not practical anyway. So what do they do about that? Well, they start talking more about vaccines. Vaccines are the lifeline pipeline, we were told. But will we ever have enough? I don't think we'll be able to get these out there. You know, this is how you're going to survive. Everybody wants this, but we got a limited supply. Limited supply. And then we have the whistleblowers expose the fact that these bureaucrats are lying about this. And then there's a media campaign now to get everybody to hate the anti-maskers because they're going to kill you. And because they can't get the police to enforce it, they're going to get the corporations to enforce it. And the media corporations are going to incite violence against the people who don't wear masks. But don't worry, because even though the vaccines won't protect you, you can get multiple doses of it. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality. and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government, and we as American citizens must say no.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, so it's pretty amazing the links that the left will go to attack people. And of course, Tucker Carlson is in their crosshairs now. The New York Times, he said last night, is getting ready to run a piece, including his home address. Maybe they've done it today. I haven't checked the New York Times. I don't normally go there. I can find all the liberal media now curated on the Drudge Report. So he tells me what CNN, the Daily Beast, the News, New York Times, Washington Post, it's all there. That's what the Drudge Report has become. Anyway, Tucker said last night on his show, the New York Times has hired a reporter and a photographer to do a piece on where he lives. They're going to dox him. They're going to dox him. Now, to just put this in context, do you remember, wasn't that long ago? It was right at the beginning of America being held hostage about 127 days ago that you had Twitter, deplatform Zero Hedge. Why? Because they said, you know, in Wuhan, there's this lab, and here's the CV of a guy that we took off of LinkedIn, his LinkedIn profile. He brags about the fact that he is combining coronavirus with bat DNA. Isn't it interesting that they said that this came from a bat? In the wet meat market or whatever it's called. And because they reported on his LinkedIn profile, they were purged by Twitter. We did a similar thing to a Marxist who was portraying himself as a victim in Charlottesville. We got sued because we took information from his LinkedIn profile and talked about where he had worked, the people he was affiliated with. We got sued for that. And, of course, you know, taken off of social media as well, but, you know, predominantly a lawsuit. Now, when New York Times does this to Tucker Carlson, and for context, of course, you do remember that it was back in November 2018 where you had people show up to his house, threaten his wife, say they're going to kill him. A mob shows up to his house. It was right about the same time that Ted Cruz got attacked in a restaurant. Do you remember that? Remember restaurants? Do you remember? We used to go to restaurants. Now people attack you for going to the restaurant. Back then, you were just attacked if you were a high-profile conservative in a restaurant. Now you get attacked for going to a restaurant by the mob, by the socialist left mob. But he had these people show up at his house, and it was so bad that what they did was they sold that house, they moved someplace else. And so now what you've got is the New York Times following him. And they're going to show everybody where he lives. Hey, come and get him. Come and kill him. Right? I mean, that is... So, here's the question. Are they going to get kicked off of social media for doing that? Will the New York Times get kicked off for doxing and threatening the life of somebody? Like Tucker Carlson and his family? Don't bet on it. Don't bet on it. We all know how this game is run. But the New York Times followed us, said Tucker. He said the paper has assigned a political activist called Murray Carpenter to write a story about where we are now. They've hired a photographer called Tristan Spensky. Spensky. Oh, that's good. They spin the news. I mean, with a name like that, why wouldn't you work for the New York Times, right? I'm Spensky. Oh, he's hired to take pictures. Their story about where we live is slated to run in the paper this week. Editors there know exactly what will happen to my family when it does run. I called them today. I told them, but they didn't care. They hate my politics, and they want this show off the air. Well, good luck, because I think it's only going to galvanize Tucker Carlson. It only galvanized Alex Jones and me and the rest of us when they did that to us. So you want to do that to Tucker? You can't handle Tucker when you when you make him mad, New York Times. He said, if one of my children gets hurt because of the story they wrote, they won't consider it collateral damage. They know it's the whole point of the exercise, to inflict pain on our family. to terrorize us, to control what we say. Yeah, they're doing it to everybody. Doing it to everybody. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the culture purge, you know, because we're just talking about Tucker Carlson. As he was saying, the New York Times is coming after him to dox him, to make sure that the people who showed up before threatened his family. They sold that house, they moved to another one, so now they put a team of people on Tucker to come after him. He says, as a matter of journalism, there is no conceivable justification for a story like that. The paper's not alleging that we've done anything wrong, and we haven't. We like our neighbors. We've never had a dispute with anyone. So why is New York Times doing a story on the location of my family's house? Well, you know why. To hurt us. To injure my wife and kids. So that I will shut up and stop disagreeing with them. See, you can't disagree with these people. You can't disagree with the grocery stores. If they say that you should wear masks and you disagree, they're going to purge you. Because why? Because they've used the idea that this is, they own you. They own everything. And they can control everything that you do. Your choice about your health is now their business, and they're going to decide for you. It's not enough to just say, we're going to shadow ban you or kick you off if you talk about vaccines or you talk about abortion or you talk about masks. No, we're going to purge you out of the public square as well. And we have Republicans who won't do anything about that. It's the same principle with which social media has purged InfoWars, then 800 other sites after that. And then all of you as individuals, and we have Trump and the Republican Party like deer in the headlights, afraid to do anything to protect our God-given rights. No, our God-given rights are now the property of corporations who own us. Yeah, let's talk about slavery. Now, let's talk about culture purge, because this is also in the same line. Too many white people are playing classical music, says the Washington Post, a story by Todd Starnes. The article from the Washington Post is titled, "That sound you're hearing is classical music and its long overdue reckoning with racism." Racism. The article pointed out that classical music is racist because only 1.8% of musicians and ensembles are black. Now, do I need to point out to the Washington Post that there's probably the only genre that you could find black people underrepresented in music is classical music and country and western. And classical, I would include opera as well. They're overrepresented from a population standpoint in every other genre of music. You look at jazz, you look at pop, all of a sudden, they're overrepresented in terms of population. Very successful there. Why is it that they're not in classical music? Could it be because they make more money doing rap? Rap's not even music. And if you don't believe me, listen to Quincy Jones. He's black and he is, Quincy Jones has been, he's done soundtracks, he's done virtually every genre of music. And he, like me, absolutely hates rap music. He says it's not music. Rap means talk. It's talk, says Quincy Jones. And he's absolutely right about that as well. But, you know, if you want gold chains and you want pimp cars and stuff like that, you're going to go into rap music. You're not going to go into classical music, okay? That day is over. You know, Franz Liszt and these other people, they lived like rock stars back in the day, but not today. You go into classical music because you like that music. And they don't like that music. They prefer, you know, rhythm and blues or jazz or whatever. And so, but the way the Washington Post wants to operate is the way they operate with everything else. We're going to take a percentage. We're going to say how many women are in here, how many men are in here. And then we're going to accuse you of being racist. And so when they started doing that, they said, well, you know, we think that you're not hiring musicians in the orchestras because they're black or because they're white. And you just don't want them in your white women, and you don't want them in your white world music, right? So what they did was they went to blind auditions. We're not going to see who's playing the music. We're going to judge people simply on the content of their music. Does that sound familiar? Who has somebody say something like that before? Was that Martin Luther King? We're going to judge you on the content of your skill. No, no, no. That's not good enough because we've got to go by the numbers. Got to go by the numbers. And so I think what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to hold a gun to the head of some of these rappers and say, sorry, you can't do that anymore. We need some more classical musicians. So, you know, stop the rap music. Go grab a violin. You know how to get to Carnegie Hall, right? He goes, yeah, no, practice. So I said academic performance standards on standardized tests. No, we can't have that. You know, because as I pointed out yesterday, the African American Museum in Washington said hard work and achievement, that's a white thing. We don't identify with that. And quite frankly, you know, there is a very distressing trend that I see on YouTube. I do go there to listen to music. And I have noticed a trend where there's all these women performers. And I really hate it. Not because they're women. I mean, there's some really good women musicians, but there's a particular category of women playing classical music. They go on with low-cut, high-cut dresses or whatever, slits, and you know, it's all about their appearance. This is the Britney Spearization of classical music. Not those ladies. I mean, they're dressed decently. I mean, there's... there she goes. She's really going after that cello. But no. I mean, they're going out there with micro mini skirts and it's like you see that and you immediately know these people are marginal in terms of talent and you can just pass on it. Because what they're marketing is something else. Back in the 1970s, we had a pop tune or a series of these things, Hooked on Classics. Maybe you remember. They would take like a Beethoven theme and they'd put it to disco music. It was grating to listen to that. And it was on the radio all the time. And those were the days when you didn't carry your music with you. And it was just awful. Hooked on Classics. Disco themed, classical themes popped in there. And now we've got hookers doing classics on YouTube because that's basically what they're doing. They're selling sex. They're not selling music. But you know, it's all about the achievement stuff. Judging people based on the content and the character and the musical performance. No, we don't do that. Don't want to do that. As this article from Legal Insurrection says, do we call the NBA racist because blacks are overrepresented? No, we don't do that. Racism is only when you have whites achieving something. And then we get to Trader Joe. Yeah, that's right. They're traitors to the God. They have caved, another corporation that has caved to a petition. Supermarket chain saw a petition. It only took them 2 days. To cave to this. It was signed by 1,500 people, and because 1,500 people signed a petition, Trader Joe's is going to rebrand everything that they've got in their store. Can you imagine that? I mean, this is how pathetic these corporations are. Is there anybody at any corporation that actually has any decency or backbone to not cave to the mob? 1,500 people signed a petition. What did they have a problem with? Well, they had International Foods. And so they had, if you wanted, you know, had Trader Ming's or Trader Jose or Trader Giotto. They're playing games with the Joe name and putting it, you know, in ethnic But that was harmful stereotypes. Harmful. Harmful. It's going to give people nightmares. It's going to give little children an inferiority complex to have food there that says Trader Jose. It's racist because they exoticize other cultures. They had Thai Joe. They had Trader Jose, Trader Josan. Yeah, you know, for Asian food. I guess we can't call it Chinese food anymore, can we? Or Italian food. Maybe we should call it Columbus food. That would really piss them off, wouldn't it? Trader Joe's is going to get rid of all this stuff. And the spokesperson who explained all this is named, wait for it, Kenya Friend Daniel. Friend Daniel said the switch will be completed very soon because, you know, 1,500 people had a problem with this. You don't even have to have a mob come after you. Just a couple of people on to get a petition signed by 1,500 people. Are you kidding me? That's all it takes? That's all it takes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't seduke me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula, the new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation. Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
It is the end of the world with COVID-19. We all know that now. And it is the end of the world as you know it, the globalist hope. And it will be if we sit by passively and allow this to happen as our elected leaders are sitting by passively and allowing this to happen. No, if it's going to be stopped, it has to be done by us. Nobody in Washington in the Republican Party is going to stop this. Nobody in your state house is going to stop this. It's going to have to be done by you. We'll talk about that coming up here. But, of course, it is the end of the world, according to the Democrats. And as I pointed out many times, once upon a time, when we were allowed to have comedy, even Harvard's National Lampoon had a cover once and said, headline was, "End of the World, Women and Minorities Hardest Hit." And that's basically what Schumer is saying. And so it is the beginning of reparations, or if you want to put it this way, racist looting of the population. Because Chuck Schumer is proposing a $350 billion COVID aid package, but not for white people. Not for white. This is about reparations. $350 billion. So that's at least $1,000 per person. You know, we got 350 million people. That'd be at least $1,000 per person, but since the black population is, what is it? Is it 10%? 20%? I don't know. The Democrats are counting that. I'm not counting that. I don't really care about skin color. But since they are, so you can take that and you can multiply it by a factor of 5 or a factor of 10. So that'd be $5,000 or $10,000 for each black person if you do it that way. Just running through the numbers in my mind here. Maybe you can double check my math. I'm just doing this at the spur of the moment here. COVID-19 has only magnified the injustices done to black people, and we must confront them with lasting, meaningful solutions. So I guess, you know, $5,000 or $10,000, that ought to tide them over for a little bit of time, don't you think? $350 billion for communities of color. Communities of color. The AP, meanwhile, says that it will now capitalize the word black, but not white. There you go. It's right there in black and white, except black will be capitalized, white will not. According to the Associated Press, and of course, they're the people who put out the style rules for everybody. All of journalism is expected to abide by their speech rules, and that's really how they control the debate, is by speech and by terms. You know, they're not communists, they're socialists. They're not socialists, they're progressives. And they're not pro-death baby killers. They are pro-abortion rights. And you are not pro-life. You are anti-abortion rights. These are the types of style sheets that they put out there. Always, you know, whether it's about guns or about vaccines or about abortion, AP's got their rules. They've got it covered. And they're going to demonize people. So this has been kind of controversial, however, because the problem is some of these people in the propaganda press don't believe that that's going to work to their advantage. Because they say, well, if you capitalize black and you don't capitalize white, then what that does is that actually helps white people because it normalizes being white. They are on the horns of a dilemma. Because the real issue is, how do we best hate and attack white people? And they are divided about this. What is the best way to demonize white people? How do we inculcate hatred and a race war against white people. How do we do that best? Do we do it by capitalizing the white or by not capitalizing white? You've got CBS News saying, New York Times, white doesn't represent a shared culture and a history in the way that black does. So they explain their decision that, they're going to do it or they're not going to. I don't know which side they fall down on this. But, CBS News said that it would capitalize white. But they wouldn't do it when they're saying white supremacist or white nationalist or white privilege, which is about the only way they refer to white people anyway. So then they won't be capitalizing white, right? Because if you're white, you're not just white, you're white nationalist or you're white supremacist or you're enjoying white privilege. So they won't be capitalizing it. But they said that they would. Because why? Because Kwame Appiah, I think it's the way you pronounce his or her name. I don't even know. Maybe this person doesn't know what gender they are. They don't know what genre they are either. Philosophy professor, there you go, at New York University. Kwame said, in The Atlantic, where else would you write something like this? Well, you could put it in The New York Times or Washington Post. Capitalizing white would take power away from racists since their similar use would no longer be a provocative defiance of the norm. So you got that? Do they have it? CNN, Fox News, San Diego Union Tribune said that they will give white uppercase. And so there you go. CNN and Fox are on the same side of this. I guess, do they use uppercase when they talk about Big Pharma? Oh, that's right. They don't talk about Big Pharma at Fox and CNN at all. That's the real privilege. That's the real supremacy. That's the real power. It's not white power. It's not white supremacy. It's pharma power, pharma supremacy, pharma privilege. The privilege of having the government pay for your product, research and development, having the government manufacture and distribute it, and then having the government pay you to make it, and then hold you harmless no matter what you do to people. That's privilege. That's power. That's supremacy. Meanwhile, going back to racism, new from Teen Vogue, sleep is systematically racist. Did you know that? Because black people don't get sleep, white people do. Well, not this white man. I'm lucky if I get 6 hours sleep a night. I'm always trying to catch up with sleep. This is a strange time frame on which I work. Anyway, especially for somebody who's always been a night owl without a K. But to navigate as an activist or an organizer creates a lot of burnout. They say that argue that blacks have had shorter lives than whites because blacks are not permitted to sleep. Oh, yeah. It does take a toll. A generational fatigue familiar to black people and to people of color. So there you go. Again, they are most harmed by sleep deprivation, even though they don't embrace the work ethic, according to the African American Museum. They don't believe in hard work, so what are they staying up doing? Maybe, I don't know. I could put out some suggestions, but then that would be described as racist, even though they embrace it in their own museum. Sleep deprivation was a deliberate tactic of slave owners. There you go, slaves. It's about slaves again. Bubba Wallace booed at NASCAR, cheered after he crashed. This is the guy who, as I pointed out, not even 2 years ago, was bragging about how great all these rednecks with their Confederate flags were. He goes, yeah, I go to sponsors. I try to get black sponsors, black-run companies and black multimillionaires who are not classical music musicians, but they're rap artists and so on. They won't give me any money because they don't like that Confederate flag. Oh, then he saw the light. He got rid of the Confederate flag. But he said, I play redneck Jenga with them, doing 2x4s and stuff. They applaud me. I'm a celebrity because I'm a race car driver. And then he started calling them racist. And surprise, surprise, they don't like him. Oh, that only proves that they're racist, right?
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this
shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and of course trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month, because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Yeah, Bubba Wallace, still winless, by the way, in NASCAR racing. Booed at NASCAR, cheered after the crash, and why is it that people hate him? Well, it's because they're racist, of course, right? No. They loved him. Nobody goes back and looks at that report. He bragged about how these rednecks with their Confederate flags loved him. He was a celebrity until he started calling them racist. And now they're booing him. And, you know, when he crashed, he was, he lashed out at the person who had caused him to crash. And, of course, he had also been fined by the officials because when things don't go right for Bubba, Bubba get nasty. He got real nasty about things. He's been fined and sanctioned by the officials before, but now he's their hero because he is their virtue signaling ticket to being allowed to be open. Rolling Stone writer. Let's cancel the pro-life label. You know, they want to get rid of the capital W. Well, some of them do. Some of them think, well, will it make white people look better or worse if we have the uppercase W? I don't know. What? We got to pick the one that makes them look the worst. Well, Rolling Stone writer wants to cancel pro-life label. Why? Because it's racist, of course, right? It's racist. Jamil Smith at Rolling Stone, a senior writer, is calling the term pro-life. He says it's got to be retired. It's used in the service of not just misogyny, but also racism. And he says, ironically, the governors most willing to watch their citizens die are the ones who have used pro-life rhetoric. Okay, there you go. So now let's examine this. What he means by those who want to watch their citizens die, what he means is that they think that you ought to make the healthcare decisions yourself. Aren't they calling that pro-choice? Isn't that what the pro-choice people say they're about? I know it's about selling baby parts and about taking out the organs while they're still alive, cutting out the beating heart, as I pointed out earlier. Oh, no, it's just about women's health. That's what it's about. It's about women's health. Not trafficking in baby parts. It's not about killing babies. It's not about eugenics directed against black people. No, forget about all those writings from Margaret Sanger. Yeah, this is a new crowd, and she didn't really mean it that way anyway. Socialism works. It just hasn't been tried right. And Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood are not about eugenics at all. It's not about a black genocide. Not at all. Not at all. And so these people who say that they're pro-choice, but they want your choice to be to kill your baby, and on everything else, whether it's the education of your child, or whether it's whether or not you're going to have a vaccine, or whether or not you're going to wear a mask, or whether or not you're going to wear a seatbelt. No, you don't have a choice about that. That's our choice. We're going to tell you what to do, and we're going to, if you don't do what we tell you to, we're going to purge you everywhere. We'll purge your speech. We'll purge you out of the public square. You won't be able to go grocery shopping even if you don't choose what we choose. And these people call themselves pro-choice. What a bunch of lies. This is AP. This is Associated Press and the Democrats selecting the high ground in terms of the national debate by selecting the terms. That's how they win. And so when they figure out whether it's to their advantage in terms of a white genocide to capitalize or to not capitalize W, they'll all get in line with that. So these people who are the governors who want to watch their citizens die, no. They're about being pro-choice. They're pro-choice on masks, on vaccines, on the lockdown, on your healthcare choices. They said, COVID has now revealed that the pro-life movement is killing us. There you go. So he wants to get rid of pro-life, I don't know what he's going to change it to. I don't know. That's right. We've already got the AP style rules. It's called anti-abortion right people. Anti-abortion rights. That's what you're not pro-life. You're anti-abortion rights. Meanwhile, it was just a couple of days ago, pro-life artist painted Baby Lives Matter in front of a Planned Parenthood. Did it in blue and pink. And then back in June, we had a black street preacher confront Black Lives Matter protesters inside of the Chazistan West chaos stand. And the black preacher said, "Why don't I see my brothers and sisters outside Planned Parenthood of Black Lives Matter? The number one killer of the black population is Planned Parenthood. That's the way it's been is designed that way." And then, of course, over the weekend, we had that shameful disgrace of a so-called journalist, Chris Wallace. What a pathetic excuse he is for journalism. This guy sticks his finger in the air. He says, "Well, okay. I know that my bosses here at Fox News are contributing heavily to the Biden campaign. And so I'm going to come after Trump, and I'm going to lead the pack here at Fox News to come after Trump just simply because of that reason. They don't have a problem with his lockdown. I have a real problem with Trump, and I don't have a problem saying that I got a problem with Trump. Anybody who wants to shut down this country, who's going to stand by passively as president and allow Fauci to do this, anybody who's going to start spending trillions of dollars in a universal basic income program, anybody who's going to fund to the term of tens of billions of dollars vaccines, which you know are going to be mandatory. They're going to be mandatory. anybody who, certainly for the military first, our heroes. Our heroes are going to get the vaccines first. And then the rest of you. Anybody who would do that, I'm sorry, I oppose you. Not voting for Biden. I'm not voting for evil. I'm not voting for president. So, now you can do whatever you want, but I criticize President Trump because of the policies that he's enacting. And the way that he's betrayed Americans, the way he's betrayed his supporters, the way he's betrayed the Constitution, the way he has passively sat there and made snarky remarks on Twitter. But these guys criticize him because it's to their political advantage. It's not to my political advantage to criticize President Trump. I know a lot of you hate me for that because you bought into this party politician loyalty crap. And that's what's killing our country more than anything. One person can't kill this country, no matter how bad they are. But a groupthink that buys into this partisan left-right Republican-Democrat nonsense, that kills our country. The fact that we turn over our lives to people in Washington and tell them, fix it, please fix it. You got to fix this from the grassroots up. Anyway, Chris Wallace, despicable, orange man bad type of guy. He says, but in the case of the Confederate flag, there's a lot of people who say these were traitors who split from the country. You know, people who have been indoctrinated in the government school who don't understand the detail, don't understand the big sweeps of history, let alone the details. Anyway, Trump says, well, it depends on who you're talking to or who you're talking about. When people proudly have their Confederate flags, they're not talking about racism. They love their flag. It represents the South. They live, they like the South. The people right now like the South. I'd say it's the freedom of many things, but it's freedom of speech. Right, exactly. He says, so you're not offended by it, says Chris Wallace? Oh, no. Well, I'm not offended either by Black Lives Matter. That's freedom of speech. And you know the whole thing with cancel culture? We can't cancel our whole history, says President Trump. Spot on. Then Wallace says, yeah, but then there's the NDAA. You have threatened to veto it because they want to change the name of these Confederate bases. And that's going to keep the soldiers from getting a pay raise. And Trump says, oh, we'll get the soldiers a pay raise. But he says, I'm supposed to make the decision. Fort Bragg is a big deal. We won two wars, two world wars. Nobody even knows General Bragg anymore. We won two world wars. Go to the community where Fort Bragg is. It's a great state. I love that state. And on and on. He goes, what are we going to do? We're going to name it after Al Sharpton? Well, yeah, imagine we would. You know, we could take A.P. Hill and we could rename Fort A.P. Hill. We could rename it Al Sharpton. And then you want to talk about Fort Bragg? We could change the name of Fort Bragg to Fort Brawley after Tuana Brawley, right? That'd be great. That's exactly what we should do. As a matter of fact, that's what Colin Powell wants to do. That's his big thing. He says, yeah, you know, I went to Fort Benning. I never even thought about it. But, you know, now that I think about it, I got a chip on my shoulder about it. And that's the one thing that we got to do. Like Kanye West was saying yesterday, you know, talking about not getting free if you're a slave. Well, you know, there's literal slavery that's going on. And it's going on by the corporate sponsors of Colin Kaepernick, like Nike and others.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now, and the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable, and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Okay. Christmas music. I said, get Christmas music. That's what we've got. It is Christmas in July. That's why we're playing that. And let's go ahead and take that off. We've got 4 days left. We got free shipping, double Patriot points, 50 to 60% off. Folks, we really do appreciate, seriously, we really do appreciate you standing with us. The products you buy at InfoWarsStore.com are what have kept us on the air as we have had our ability to advertise, to engage with you on social media taken away. Part of the purge culture, as they're taking away your freedoms everywhere now. Doing it in the name of corporate ownership, you know, because now America and the globe has become a corporate town. They own you, they own everything, and they will tell you what you can and cannot do. If you want to have independent free media, it's the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that funds that. And we want to help you to do that. We want you to be healthy. We want you to stick around, and so we've got a lot of products that are now 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points for discounts in the future. Things like Turbo Force, 50% off. Lung Cleanse Plus, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Bod Ease, natural products to help your body fight inflammation, 50% off. We have Winter Sun Plus, great way to, you want to make sure that you don't have a vitamin D deficiency. That is associated clearly. CDC, NIH, I don't believe them on a lot of on their statistics, but everybody knows that vitamin D is essential to support a healthy immune system. And 50% off of Winter Sun Plus, our vitamin D. We also have BioTrue Selenium, 50% off. We have storable food now back in stock and on short order in case they won't let you into the grocery stores because of the mask, and we're talking about that here. You can trade with us rather than trying to get into Walmart or to Kroger's or to Target or any of these people who the corporate overlords that are now bossing you around. Storable food now back in stock on short order at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about our privacy pouch, because that's coming. Not the privacy pouch, but it is coming if you order it. It is $19.95, 33% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. But contact tracing is on its way. And you want to make sure that you limit what your phone knows about you. So make sure you look that up. Privacy pouch at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's talk quickly about the mask war. We've had yet another large retailer, this one, Winn-Dixie, a grocery store. And I guess they're kind of scared that, you know, with a name like Winn-Dixie, they're going to get some petitions against these people. They got Dixie in the name. They're going to have to go. And so they don't want to fight this mask war. So they've now caved on the masks. And they did it just a little more than an hour after President Trump tweeted a picture of himself in a black mask and said that wearing a mask is patriotic. Isn't that nice? And we've had President Trump say, you know, we need to take the guns and do the due process later. About a year ago, he was saying with MMR vaccines, they got to get the shots. They got to get the shots. They just got to get the shots. And now he's saying wearing a mask is patriotic. No, President Trump, obeying the Constitution is patriotic. Obeying the Constitution. These people, on the other hand, are saying, I had nothing to do with President Trump's tweet. Yeah, see, they're afraid. They don't want to get goyed. They don't want to. They know what happens to any CEOs that appear to be taking advice from President Trump or associating with him in any way whatsoever. Even if President Trump joins with the globalist mob, they'll still get purged if they join President Trump. They quickly backed out of that. But yeah, they're joining Walmart, Target, CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, Publix, because the National Retail Federation has been putting pressure on these people, telling them, flex your muscle. You own the retail space, and you are going to enforce these laws. So Walmart, where 65% of their stores don't have any government-mandated mask wearing, they're now imposing that. They're the government now. Disney World, banning eating and drinking while walking in order to promote mask wearing. And so here we are. They've got to shut down what they call the eating and drinking loophole. Yeah, here we are. The happiest place on earth. Now it's the happiest place in the authoritarian globe. And that's what they do. You may remove your face covering while actively eating or drinking, but you should be stationary and maintain appropriate physical distancing. They lecture people at Disney World. I mean, you pay big bucks to get into this place to have a good time, but they got their stormtroopers, literally stormtroopers. They had stormtroopers going around to enforce these rules. You must be stationary. You must be physically distancing when doing this. This means, they said on their Instagram post, this means no more munching Mickey pretzels or sipping drinks as you stroll. We'll have none of that here. What do you think? This is a happy place or something? guests are now being asked to find a safe spot 6 feet from other guests before removing their mask to eat and drink. You've got to shelter in place if you're going to eat those Mickey pretzels that you paid extra money for. And they have, in a way of accommodation, they've set aside relaxation stations, so-called relaxation stations. Once you're in a relaxation station, guests may remove their face covering and have a socially distant sit-down. They lecture people. I am so sick of this country. Because it's this country that's allowing this to happen. Las Vegas is now banned eating and drinking so they can make sure that people are wearing their masks. That was the only reason to go to Vegas, was because of the buffets. The FDA is saying you can't have buffets anymore. Disney says costume masks are also not considered to be appropriate and are prohibited from being worn in alignment with our existing rules. So I wonder what the costume characters are going to be wearing. How do they do that? And I had Vince in Virginia, who've had on the show before. He says, I had a thought this weekend. People are getting turned away from businesses. Even family members should file lawsuits. Now, this is what the left and the socialists always do. They engage in lawfare. Maybe we ought to step up and start using this as a weapon to expose a fraud. Well, it's been done. They heard you, Vince. A woman who was refused to wear a mask at Starbucks is now going to sue the barista because he got $100,000 on GoFundMe. So she says, well, I want some of that. And, yeah, good for her. I'm glad she's doing it. Meanwhile, there are lawyers, some of them in Virginia. Mike Yoder of Washington, D.C., Virginia area, tweeted, we're doing this free of charge to those willing to fight to preserve our Constitution against unconstitutional orders. Constitutional rights are greater than fear. End of story. And he tweeted out, Mike Yoder, at Yoder underscore ESQQQ, he said, if you're arrested or fined for opening your business or for not wearing a mask or for going to church, direct message me. I'll represent you for free. And he's now been joined by attorney Briscoe Kane of Houston, many more lawyers across the country. The network of lawyers seem to be joined in ideology, you know, this ideology of the Constitution or something to help protect people against these outrageous dictates. Good job for them. And as I talked about yesterday, the man wearing the mesh mask and said, I wore this around and clearly, you know, big gaps in it. You can see clearly see his face. But he said, nobody said anything to me. Nobody did anything. He says, this shows that this is about compliance. It has nothing to do with medicine, science, or any of that. And I think that's true. And I think that's a good way to protest this as well. There he is right there. Look at that. Absolutely amazing. Because it is political, we need to make a political statement. And because these laws, as Jonathan Turley pointed out yesterday, and I pointed out yesterday, he's saying, when you look at this, they're talking about wearing a mask or face covering, but they don't define what a mask or face covering is, right? And so we ought to make them define that. Okay, you tell me, is it an N95 mask? Is that what I have to have? Or just a cloth mask? You want to defend the science on that? Let's debate that. Let's make this into something that we can debate. As a matter of fact, Dennis Rancourt, PhD, University of Ontario, reviewed the medical literature related to mask wearing and found that there were no studies showing that masks, medical or cloth, work to prevent influenza-like illness or respiratory illnesses transmitted by droplets or aerosol particles. He said it would be a paradox if masks and respirators worked, given what we know about viral respiratory disease. The main transmission path is long residence time aerosol particles, which are too fine to be blocked, and the minimum effective dose is smaller than one aerosol particle. Now, he wrote a very detailed paper on this. It was sent to me by a listener. Thank you for sending that. I haven't gone through the entire paper. I'll go through that and call out some more good stuff in it. He's going to have a debate this Friday. I was invited to watch that in King's College in Ontario. Thank you, Peter, for sending that to me. Sent me the technical report that he had. And the person who's going to debate him did an article on Psychology Today saying, yes, masks work. It works if you're a psychologist because it's a psychological thing. Look, we don't even need to go here. If it works, you're fine.
Just that's here it, in the break. All the time we've got.